It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
She wants a divorce from her husband. He is the, quote, perfect husband, and she wants a divorce. And this, I can almost picture you wanting a divorce for.
Okay.
They got married. 18 months after they got married, she claimed that her husband's love is suffocating her. He does not shout at me. And when I get upset with him, he tries to calm me down. He cooks for me and helps me with household chores.
Sounds like he's too good to be true. He's too good for her. Like, that's the kind of guy that most women hope for. And your friends tell you need a nice guy. But then you get a nice guy and you treat him like garbage. And then you divorce him because they're too nice.
Yep. Whenever I make a mistake, he forgives me right away.
Oh, Jesus.
I want to argue with him, but he just doesn't want to argue. So I want a husband who will fight with me, she says.
Listen, there's a lot of people that feel that fighting in a relationship is healthy, that getting stuff out is healthy. But look, maybe he's just not, maybe nothing bothers him. I've got a friend with a husband like that. They've been together for like, I don't know, 7 or 8 years. She says they have never had a fight, never. I'm like, how could you not fight? And she's a fighter. Trust me. She's somebody where we were bartenders together. I'll never forget this. We were in the bathroom and we were waiting. There was a line waiting, you know, to use the toilet. And the woman that was in front of her, I guess, peed on the seat. Mm-hmm. She turned around, went back, grabbed the woman by the hair, pulled her back in and said, clean that shit up. Like, that's who my friend is.
Look what you did. I'm putting your nose in it.
Right, pretty much. That's what she did. She made the woman clean it up. So, yeah, that's who she is. So she is somebody who she's not just enjoys fights. She looks for them. She spends a lot of time on Facebook looking for fights. She happens to be married to a guy that just nothing bothers him. Mm-hmm. He's just one of these guys that just nothing. He never gets upset about stuff. If she wants something, okay. Like, he just doesn't. She said in the years they've been together, they've never, ever fought, which it works for them, I guess. But I think I'm with that woman that you just talked about. I think being too compliant like that, I understand you're trying to be good in the relationship and you're trying to be loving and you really love your wife, but you're almost not expressing your own needs. You know, you're somebody who's just willing to be a doormat. And that's really not cool in a relationship. I understand you're trying to be nice. You want to be loving. You want to show me everything. It feels very disingenuous. It feels like you are not a real human being. Just once in a while, say no. Once in a while, be like, you left your socks here, or I'm not doing the laundry, bitch. Just something.
Don't you have a friend that you've never fought with?
Yeah, a friend. That's different than a lover.
No, it's not. I'm saying if a lover is a really good friend, you don't have to fight with them.
I don't want to fuck my friends. So I do not. You know how I feel about that. My friends are my friends, and the men I have sex with or marry or end up in a relationship with, that's a whole other category. My boyfriend, who I've been with for 10 years, is not my friend. He is not my best friend.
Not even close.
No, not even close, which is why we still have great sex after all this time, because he's not my friend. I don't want to have sex with my friends. You know what I mean? So I think you can't compare those two. Yeah, I have plenty of friends I've never fought with. Never, never. Mm-hmm. That I've never had disagreement with, that if something wasn't right, we talked to that immediately. That is not my relationship with my boyfriend at all. Yes, yeah. You know, you and I live together. We used to fight all the time.
No,
we still fight.
You scream before you even put your feet down off the bed in the morning. You're fighting with each. You guys are happy when you're screaming.
Which is why we have a really healthy relationship. No, I'm telling you, we get all of that shit out. It's like, it's a really honest relationship. I say exactly what's bothering me, exactly what I'm feeling. He does the same thing to me. And sometimes it sucks to hear it. But it's out. It's out there. And it's why we're so close. And it's why we have a good relationship. So I'm kind of with this woman who's with this guy that is too good. It's like, you can't not have a personality. There's got to be a personality in there somewhere that he's hiding.
No. 6 months, she's going to get a divorce, meet some other guy. He's going to treat her like shit. And she's going to want that first guy back. because she's going to now realize how good she had it.
I don't think so. I think the minute a guy starts treating you like shit, you're like, okay, challenge. I'm ready for this. Game on. Game on. Sportfisher23 says that he's also non-confrontational, but he's not a doormat. I think those are two different things. I think you can be non-confrontational and stand up for yourself without confronting. It doesn't have to be a fight every single time. You can stand up for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I think any guy that's a doormat, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, I mean, I can imagine you loving a relationship like that. No, we have to fight. Come on. What's wrong with you? Let's fight.
I'm suspicious of somebody who's like too nice for no reason. Like, why are you so nice?
That's a nice guy then. I mean,
it feels like a manipulation. It feels like, you know, someone once said to me like, oh, I was dating this guy. I said, what do you think of him? Well, he's very charming. I said, yeah, that's a problem because he's not. It's not just a quality he happens to have. It's like he's trying to charm people. It feels like it's something he's trying to do. He's trying to be charming, to charm
people. He's just a nice guy.
No, sometimes I'm suspicious about that. Sometimes it's there's something behind it.
Just every now and then, I'll walk into the room and go, what's up, bitch? And just keep on walking.
Fine. It's real. Yeah, at least it's real.